This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as all throughout the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. And we are doing just exactly that right now, and a special thanks to our military men and women, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody working in the coronavirus effort trying to help keep America free and safe. A special thank you. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, all those roughnecks out there working all the oil fields around the country and around the world. By the way, oil went up yesterday. You'll feel good about that. We'll tell you about that in a little while. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And click on the like button and then jump on into the chat room over there and start conversing with us on Facebook, just like a whole bunch of people are doing right now. All right, over to the phone line. And we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's get started with the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, a couple of different things here. First of all, talk to Ms. Rosemary, and Ms. Rosemary sends her thoughts and prayers along to everybody. She's slowly getting better, but she still isn't to the point to where she can jump in and carry on a normal conversation, because one of the things from her stroke was she's going through speech therapy, as you might well imagine. So that's the good thing. And the big news of the night, Kyle, ta-da! Wait a minute. The big news of the night, where is it? Okay, here we go. The big news of the night! Two, count them, elections. One in California. The Republicans won by almost 10 points. One in Wisconsin. The Republicans win. Two new GOP congressional representatives going to Washington, D.C. Tell us about California 25, Kyle, because that one was 10%. And I was looking at the polls, and the Democrats are going, oh, it's opening draw, they're cheating. So tell us what's going on there.
Well, Captain, that's right. Mike Garcia, the Republican, who is essentially on track to win this, still have some of these precincts out and some of the votes out, but it's a huge spread here, almost 11 points by my reckoning here, and he didn't want to declare a victory on Tuesday night, but said it was looking, quote, extremely good. Meanwhile, Christy Smith, the challenger, right now an assemblywoman, I believe, she said what was clearly too early to call, but, you know, I don't, with 76% in and it's 11 points, it seems pretty good. And she wants all the votes to be counted in the days ahead. The typical kind of Democrat stuff.
Yeah, if we find a box over at Hollywood and Vine, we're going to count it.
That's right. But this is an interesting thing, though, Captain. there are more registered Democrats in this district than there are Republicans.
Sure.
And so one of the things that the Democrat candidate was saying, well, people are really more focused on filing for unemployment, trying to pay their bills, than be focused on politics at this point. And I beg to differ, because I think people in that district are completely focused on politics right now. And by the way, this fills the seat until the November election.
Why wouldn't you be focused on it when you can't? Let's see, what is this? The mayor of Los Angeles and Los Angeles County yesterday said, we're going to be closed through the end of July. There'll be no more businesses, nothing opening up, no public events. Why wouldn't they be upset and vote against whoever it was that they think might have caused it? Which, oh gosh, Democrats.
Well, no kidding. Well, and as our friend Tom DelVaccaro points out quite rightly, it looks like the Republicans are becoming the party of we're going to open up and things are going to get better, and the Democrats are the ones who are kind of keeping it closed, basically.
And you know why they're doing it?
Why's that?
$3 trillion this next time around, Nancy wants.
No kidding.
They're after the money. They're trying to bankrupt America. It's the Cloward-Piven strategy on steroids.
At big time. And they will have everybody beholden to them. Because, Captain, as these businesses that are going to be forced to literally go out of business, you know, we're seeing restaurants closing, you know, what, 50 locations?
Yep.
We're seeing other things, other big, quote-unquote, big companies start going out of business. What about...
Yeah, the big buffet, Sweet Tomatoes, is out of business.
That's right.
And that was a big deal down here in Florida.
Yes, exactly. And here, too, with the soup plantation version of that. And here you have big companies, more or less, that are doing this. And then you also have the mom and pops, the sole proprietors. They're going to go out of business. And then what's going to happen? The Democrats are going to essentially want control of the people's lives, basically. This is what they're trying to do. They are always trying to get power, not power to unleash the people, but power to keep the people in line, basically, with their...
Well, one of the things that they've got coming, and we're going to head to the break here in just a real quick second, so I'm going to make this quick. One of the things that they've got camouflaged in this new coronavirus bill that they've got is called the Heroes Act, is the eliminating the state's voter ID requirement. You tell me what that would do for things.
Well, sure. Well, again, it's every single thing. Are they trying to help people with money to tide them over through this emergency? No. They're trying to put in their own political agenda, which they know they can't get passed in the regular marketplace of ideas under normal circumstances. They are using this emergency again and again, Captain, in order to, again, grab power and make things worse.
Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more from Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. I'm telling you, you couldn't make this stuff up. The Democrats are going to sit there and go, oh, I wonder how come I lost. Oh, gee. They must have cheated on the other side. No, 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 no. The Democrats might have tried to cheat, couldn't get it done, and they're out there lying again because all they got to do is open their mouth, and they're telling you a lie. Wow. I'll be right back. But a great start. Two new GOP congressional special election seats. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, who's hanging on the phone waiting for me to come back. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're suffering from pain, nagging pain, arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches and pain, I've been taking this product for 4 years. It's non-narcotic. And simply put, it works for me. You get on the Relief Factor 3-week quick start, costs $19.95, and you see what happens. And if it works for you, then you just automatically get on the plan and away you go. Now, the way to do that is to go to the website they gave me, which is relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. That's the 3-week quick start. And I'm telling you, it works for me, and I'm sure it'll work for you. Relieffactor.com/captain. Alrighty, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Now, Kyle, this 3-week or 3-month shutdown now, the extension in Los Angeles County of the stay-at-home order, I'm telling you, there's no doubt in my mind there's not going to be people out in the streets. What small business can stay open under these circumstances? Nobody. They're going to be gone.
That's right, Captain, and I have some dear friends of mine who have a small business here in Orange County, and they are hurting very, very badly because they're not able to reopen yet. and it's been, what now, a couple of months, basically. And so, you know, the idea of the Paycheck Protection Program was there and so forth, but clearly it's not helping everybody.
It means nothing when you go in another 3 months.
Well, precisely. And so, unfortunately, especially in L.A. County and the city of Los Angeles, it's going to be, I just think it's going to be a terrible, terrible catastrophe for so many people. The health department officer, basically, you know, was saying, well, you know, unless something big happens, basically, I'm just paraphrasing, you know, it's more than likely that they will go through the end of July. But if this is just putting nails in the coffin, I mean, this
yeah.
is really
well, listen to the exact words from that person you're talking about. And let's see, Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer. I saw a picture of her. She looked like Albert Einstein back in the days when he was about ready to keel over. But anyway, here's what she said, and I quote, additional restrictions may be lifted later this week to allow for reopening additional retailers for curbside pickup, select manufacturers, whatever that means, and additional recreational facilities. Now, until the final Stage 5 is released, health officers' orders and directives will continue to ensure the slow spread of COVID-19 to prevent an overwhelming surge of COVID-19 cases at healthcare facilities. That's her words.
That's right. And, of course, but what people will hear, and I think rightly so, is you're still staying home for the foreseeable future. It's not getting better really anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
And Gavin Newsom, the governor in California, yesterday, Captain, said, well, you know, we're going to have some shopping malls. They're going to be able to mm-hmm. do curbside pickup. I don't know what curbside pickup looks like at
no.
a shopping mall.
No, but, let alone anywhere else. But here's the other thing. You mentioned Gavin Newsom. Here's a backstory on him. California Governor Gavin Newsom is backing Joe Biden for president. It's a valuable endorsement because Newsom is influential with a growing segment of the electorate, illegal aliens.
Well, right. Well, that's the whole idea of giving illegal aliens stimulus money, you know, trying to work that angle of the whole thing.
And you can't tell me you're going to give them a mail-in ballot, which is going to have the presidential race on it, and they're not going to vote in it when they're not supposed to.
Well, sure. I mean, we've seen this is, again, one of the reasons why the Democrats want to go against the idea of voter ID. And even so, with the 25th district, we heard the exact phrase, well, we got to count all the votes.
Yeah.
See, and that's the old thing. If the Democrat hasn't won, they just haven't counted all the votes yet.
You heard my answer.
Yeah.
Does that include the box that we found at Hollywood and Vine?
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. I mean,
you lose the chain of custody, Kyle, the votes don't count. I don't give a damn where it is.
Well, that's exactly how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly right. But again, it's so terrible to see just how far California really has fallen. But honestly, Captain, I think you're going to see, and now, by the way, in that 25th district, that'll come back up here in November. They'll have to have a rematch. But during that time, more and more people are going to see that the Republicans truly are the ones who are trying to get them back to work safely. There's a way to do these things, because if I can go to the Home Depot, Captain, why can't I go stand in line and vote?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
We had another, for lack of better words, I guess you'd call it a relapse, in the Lieutenant General Mike Flynn case. It's still active. That case should have been, the charges should have been dropped, and we should have allowed General Flynn to move on with his life. But for some reason, this judge, Emmett Sullivan, his unusual move, where he decided to open the case to where any outside voices could comment as to whether or not the DOJ's motion should be granted. This makes no sense. I've never heard of this being done. Never heard of this. And Judge Sullivan could have ended the entire matter with a single word, granted. So now, Sidney Powell, and by the way, Colonel Jim Warchuk is going to be on in hour number 4 this morning. He'll have some brand new news from the Flynn camp and Sidney Powell. But Sidney Powell has got a motion filed in the appeals court where we may have a friendly judge to get this judge to get off his butt or to recuse himself and put another judge in there.
Well, Captain, I hate to say it, but this just seems like a political move.
Of course.
You know,
and the judge is a political appointee from who?
Barack Obama.
Thank you.
The idea that he's going to accept what they call amicus briefs or friends of the court. Which nobody does that, but it's also going to be pretty much just a parade of far left or liberal minded. This is not going to be trying to buttress idea that this was an illegitimate.
Here's what's going to happen. This is what solidifies an appeal. Because of the fact that nobody's done this and nobody does this, it's going to automatically generate an appeal to that federal appeals court that I just told you about and that judge.
Right.
So we'll see where that goes.
Well, exactly. But this is literally outrageous. The Department of Justice has decided not to pursue this case.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the judge should sign off on that, I think, because there's good reason to not pursue this case. What more do we need? Even just in the public sphere, we have exactly what we need to see that, you know, this was a railroad on General Flynn.
Now, again, your neighbor just north of you, Nancy Pelosi, is going to be introducing, and by the way, the entire Congress, House of Representatives, is going to be meeting for a vote this week. You know that, right?
Right, later this week, yeah.
Yeah, and this will be the last time you see the entire House together for 2 months. And why is that?
Well, they go on vacation, yeah.
Yeah, but they go out to go politicking back in their home district,
well,
right?
Well, of course, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because of their conventions that are coming up and all that sort of stuff and their primaries. So that's what they do. So they'll be out for 2 months, and they'll be gone again. Of course, they get paid for that while everybody else is sitting on their butts waiting to get their job back or whatever. But the Dems introduced a $3 trillion coronavirus package yesterday. They want to give all the people that they gave $1,200 $1,200 again, and they want to add some other people to the list, and they even want to give some illegal aliens that are here some money. And the other thing is, and we talked about this in the last segment, but I'm going to mention it again, the other thing is they have a provision in there which would eliminate voter ID requirements all across the country.
That's exactly right. Well, the good news about this, Captain, is Senator Lindsey Graham, of course,
dead on arrival.
Yeah, it's DOA when it gets to the Senate.
Yep.
And again, this was done, as I understand, in isolation. They weren't there's no bipartisan drawing up of any of this. They just put all this together, and it's like there's free money.
It was the ringleaders. It was Nancy. It was Steny. It was Schiff. It was Nadler. It was all the usual characters that put this together.
Yeah, but
Maxine Waters, I might add.
And Maxine Waters,
a winner.
No kidding. Well, I think that in this case, you know, they're going to be going a bridge too far, I think, because people are understanding what's happening here. So while the Democrat elite believe that they are going to be seen as some sort of saviors, they're not. Yeah.
Now, the acting intel chief, Richard Grenell, just gave the Department of Justice a list of Obama officials that were involved in the Flynn unmasking. This is going to be fascinating when we see this list, and they are scared to death. They are running scared right now. Make no mistake about it, because there's going to be people's names that are going to pop up in this that may or may not have been involved in it before. Here comes the music. We'll have to continue that on the other side of the break. But I'm telling you, the Democrats are running scared right now, which is why they're trying to throw everything, including the kitchen sink, at the Republicans to try to block this thing. We are not going to let them. We, the people, are not going to let them. You need to be on the phone to your congressman, 202-224-3121. Every freaking day, call them up in Washington, D.C. and say, don't you let this happen or you're out of office. We're going to vote you out. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Dr. Anthony Fauci of the White House Coronavirus Task Force says the deadly virus is still a major threat worldwide.
When the fall comes, given that it is without a doubt that there will be infections that will be in the community, then we run the risk of having a resurgence.
But Senator Rand Paul, who was also a doctor, did not agree with him.
There are people on the other side saying there's not going to be a surge and that we can safely open the economy, and the facts will bear this out.
Dr. Fauci responded,
I give advice according to the best scientific evidence.
He was on a video testifying before the Senate Health Committee. He was also in quarantine due to the coronavirus outbreak at the White House. There are more than 1.3 million confirmed cases of coronavirus in the U.S., and the death toll has now reached 82,000. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance, GEICO.com. Now, they've been my insurance company for 14 years, and I've been saving money with them every year. I get the safe driver's discount. There's the knocking on wood right there. I get the safe driver's discount, and this year I get a discount because they're giving a 15% discount to all of their clients that have been with them, that are renewing policies, and all the new clients that are buying new policies between April the 7th and October the 8th. So whatever the rates are, you're getting 15% knocked off that rate, which is a great thing. That's number one. Number two, when you have a car or you have a truck or a motorcycle or an RV or whatever it is you're insuring in terms of a vehicle, you can also put in your home, get your homeowner's policy there, or put in your renter's, your condominium or apartment, whatever you're renting, and you'll get a bundle rate, and that'll save even more money. So check them out online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, and save some money just like I have. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, not to be outdone, but changing gears a little bit before I go back to something in D.C., in terms of the coronavirus, why are we listening to Dr. Fauci anymore when he has been wrong more than he's been right from the beginning? The charts he used were wrong. They were way over-exaggerated. The predictions he was making were wrong. They were overhyped. And he was still at it again yesterday when Rand Paul challenged him. And I believe his words were, you're not the end-all to the discussion.
That's right. Yeah, and Senator Paul said, yeah, you're not the end-all, and basically you're not the decider on this whole thing. You know, it's the elected leadership, which at the very top, of course, is President Trump.
Not Fauci.
Not Fauci, exactly. And Fauci tried to field that whole line of questioning by saying, well, you know, I just give the advice, and I just follow the science, and these kinds of things. And it's good, and we employ science every day in our society, and it's a wonderful thing. But here's the thing: when you hear that phrase, we're following the science. I hear our own governor in California, I'm just following the data. At some point, I want to ask the governor, well, then we don't need you to make any decisions because only the data is ruling us at this point. But you have to be able to temper what we find out with actual experience and leadership. And so when somebody says, we're following the science, that's your cue to know that you can't question them anymore because they just told you.
I want you to listen to the beginning of the conversation. This is Rand Paul. Rand Paul is a medical doctor.
Yes.
Not a scientist, not a lab tech. And he had the coronavirus, remember?
Oh, yes.
So listen to this.
Senator Casey, Senator Paul. Dr. Fauci. Some scientists have shown that rhesus monkeys that are infected with COVID-19 cannot be reinfected. Several studies have also shown that plasma from recently infected coronavirus patients neutralizes the virus in lab experiments. In addition, infusion of convalescent plasma is based on the idea that recovering coronavirus patients are developing immunity and that it can be beneficial as donated. Studies show that the recovering COVID-19 patients from the asymptomatic to the very sick are showing significant antibody response. Studies show that SARS...
I'm going to stop it because there's an echo in there, but basically he was charting out, because what he was talking about was he was disputing what Fauci had just said.
Well, that's right. And Senator Paul, as I recall from watching some of the hearings earlier, where he was talking about, well, you know, you keep telling us there's no real evidence that people are immune after they have the coronavirus, but, you know, we don't have any evidence that they're really not immune after they have the coronavirus. And that was Rand Paul's medical voice speaking, I believe. And in many ways, it's sort of the practical voice and, you know, where we can observe things and we can form opinions and, you know, this is how we do science. We're supposed to, you know, make observations, you know, form a hypothesis, make observations, and find out if that's true or not. But it seems like we keep ping pong ball, you know, we feel like ping pong balls in this because one day it's this way, the next day it's that way. And Dr. Fauci even said, well, this virus is still doing things that we don't even get, basically. You know, we don't even understand how this is happening. And that to me just seems like this is the magic virus. It does whatever it is that people say they want it to do. And I feel like we're missing something here in terms of actually getting down to the nitty-gritty of how to really fight this thing.
Well, we know one thing. We know that more than 60% of the COVID deaths are coming from nursing homes, and the highest rate in the country is in Minnesota. 81.6% of the deaths came from nursing homes, second only to New Hampshire at 77.1%.
Yes, exactly. So we start to see a pattern.
And then you got New York.
And then we have New York, exactly, where they sent all the people back into the nursing homes. And this is something that should be fairly obvious. But yet, we still are listening to or getting the messaging, I should say, from many in the media, you know, going down the same path. And that's why people are starting to get really, you know, sort of fed up with the whole thing. Everybody wants to be safe. And, you know, you don't want to be accused of not wanting to be safe enough because everybody's happy to do their part. But when it seems to be all over the place, then people start saying, well, none of this makes any sense.
Our former vice president under George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, came out yesterday, and he said communist China spread the coronavirus on purpose.
Yes, I think, was that Liz Cheney, I think? Representative Liz Cheney?
Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney, okay. Well, mm-hmm. Well, it's very possible.
Liz Cheney also agreed with it, but Dick Cheney.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yeah, what we know about the possibilities here, it certainly is a theory that needs to be run down. Because, again, the Chinese government was not straight with the rest of the world. The World Health Organization came out and parroted basically their propaganda about the whole thing. We lost precious time. If you notice now, the whole thing is, well, President Trump, he wasted time and he didn't get started quickly enough. Well, of course, they were impeaching him, I think, at the time as well. This whole idea is that, you know, President Trump didn't act quickly, but yet we lost precious time because China was lying.
But throughout all the middle of this, Joe Biden yesterday comes out and dropped a whopper out there for the media to run with, and they did. He said that President Trump and the administration did not provide the materials for the states to begin to reopen safely. They did not give the materials. Are you kidding me? They've given more materials than anybody ever in history before. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has praised the president. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont has praised the president. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has praised the president. Even the Michigan whacked out governor has praised the president. And I mean, this is stuff that's going on, and Biden turns around, misrepresents something, and doesn't get called out on it.
Well, of course not. And it's getting a little worrisome for Joe Biden and his base.
Oh, he's in trouble.
Yeah, you know.
Only 54% of the Democrats' polls support Joe Biden.
Well, that's right, because he's not creating that critical mass. He's not even as popular as I recall.
Yeah, well, you know who's right behind him.
Who's that?
Andrew Cuomo. Well,
yep. Sure.
I mean, yeah, Michelle Obama's mentioned in there. Yeah, Hillary Clinton's way down the bottom. But the next one in there is Andrew Cuomo. And I would not be shocked. I would not be shocked to see him get drafted at the Democratic convention.
That is a possibility. However, though, it'd be a hard sell if it simply was, let's just make a change because we want to.
And one other thing. Yesterday, the Bernie Sanders presidential campaign turned around and sued New York to have the vote for the primary in New York. In August.
Yes, exactly. Well, yeah, again, because Bernie wants to pick up more delegates, that gives him more power to have control and input into the platform, which, of course, he wants to move radically left, even further than, you know, the regular radical left people in the Democrat elite.
Now, again, everybody, it's quite possible we could get the names of the people, the Obama officials who are going to be unmasked in the Flynn report. We could get that this week. We'll see. The Department of Justice has it right now, and Attorney General Bill Barr is looking at it, which is what he should be doing, and they're obviously cataloging the names, and we could hear who these people are this week, and if we do, that could get very interesting real fast, which is why I'm saying the Democrats are in panic mode here.
Well, sure. Well, first of all, the people that unmasked General Flynn's name,
by the way, it was illegal.
It was illegal, and certainly illegal to leak it, to the media. And the fact that there were so many of these unmasking requests that were far and beyond, that's also relevant.
Absolutely illegal. Okay. Hold that thought. Folks, we're going to come right back, take a look at the highways and byways. We got some interesting weather out there for the next few days. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, tell them how to hear us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, it's time for our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your favorite pilot, Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop. Remember, when you see the pilot of Flying J on the Third Watch, pull on in there, tell me Captain sent you, get yourself a nice, free, hot cup of coffee. And here we go.
your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you
a blast from the past, 1968, Steppenwolf, Magic Carpet Ride. And I'll tell you what, a lot of people can remember where they were in 1968, and I happen to remember that song, seeing a bunch of Hueys coming in with it, playing that, Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix. Oh, boy, those were the days. But anyway, let's get over here to taking a look at the weather, and we're going to start with California. And, Kyle, that's your home state. What's going on out there?
Well, Captain, up in Northern California on Tuesday, we had a lot of showers up in the Northern California area. Looks like that's going to continue some wet and cool weather as we go on through Wednesday, lingering into about on Thursday. Down here in Southern California, we just got overcast and cloudy skies mostly, some sun breaking through, but we've got mild temperatures for the foreseeable next several days here, so people have been enjoying that, but it'd be nice to see more, a little bit more of the sun.
Yeah, exactly. And over in Nevada, from Reno on down south through the Sierra Nevadas, down towards, right across the California line, Lake Tahoe, you've got some windy conditions there. Looks like the rain's going to be coming in off the Pacific Northwest up there in Oregon and Washington State. But moving inland and going all the way across over to New Mexico, you've got a fire threat advisory along I-40 tonight going into just about, well, not quite to Amarillo, Texas, because Amarillo, Texas, we've got another problem tonight. You've got fog all the way from Amarillo, Texas, straight north, right up along the western side of Kansas, up into the southwestern corner of Missouri, and the eastern part of Colorado, to include I-70, going over past Goodland, Kansas, over to about... it's just about Goodland, Kansas. It's just, as I said that, it just changed its location again. So that's what you got there. And, Kyle, last night there was quite a bit of rain over there in the Missouri area and Kansas, and scattered showers up in Iowa and whatnot. And they've got flash flood warnings and watches up for Joplin all the way across, let's see, Branson and over towards Springfield. Got flood watches and warnings up there for some of those streams and their and rivers.
That's exactly right, Captain. We've got a lot of very moist and air coming up through the Gulf of Mexico, up through Texas, leading up through Dallas, all the way up through Kansas City to St. Louis, even as far as Chicago. We're going to have some pretty heavy rainfall.
Well, that's going to merge with this big cold weather we got up there, which goes east of Chicago all the way up into New England. And unfortunately, there's going to be some severe thunderstorms and a lot of heavy rain along the Ohio Valley and the Great Lakes today. You do have right now in Wisconsin a frost warning for most of the state of Wisconsin. You've got some rain advisories for the northeastern part of Illinois, the northwestern part of Indiana. You've got a freeze warning again tonight for Michigan, right along I-94, all the way to Detroit, up towards Grand Rapids as well. And a frost warning for the northeastern corner of Indiana, for most of Ohio, for most of Pennsylvania, for most of Maryland, the mountains of Maryland and mountains of West Virginia. Then when you get up a little bit further north into the northern part of Pennsylvania, especially along I-80, you're going to have a freeze warning all the way across I-80 tonight from the state line with Ohio all the way to New Jersey and New York, out into Long Island, up I-95 all the way up to Maine, and up I-87 all the way to Canada from New York, and I-90, I-81, some really cold temperatures might set some records there tonight.
That's exactly right, Captain. And that torrential rain and this heavy rain corridor we're talking about, also there can be some gusts of wind, maybe up to 70 miles an hour, according to reports.
Well, yeah, and that happens every now and then. Okay, so the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, folks, is always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Make sure you stop on by, especially this time of the night, and tell them that the Captain sent you. You were listening to Captain's America Third Watch, and you will get a nice free hot cup for coffee. Certainly that's worth the price of admission when you pull into a Pilot and Flying J in the middle of the night. Now, let's go back to square one here. When we came into the program, the big breaking news of the night was the Republicans have won two special congressional elections, one in California, the California 25th District, and one in Wisconsin. So what's the status now? You said we had 76% of the vote in.
That's right. In the California special election, we still holding steady at 76%. So they do have some more votes to count, it would seem. Looks like about 314 of 411 precincts have reported, a total of 149,999 votes. So we're still waiting to see, but it's still holding steady. It's 56% for Mike Garcia, the Republican, 44% for Christy Smith, the Democrat. So again, and by the way, this was a blue, district, so they're flipping it. So that's part of the big celebration here.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. And again, folks, the folks out there in California, you know, we don't need to tell you, you're feeling the pain out there, especially when your governor yesterday and the mayor of Los Angeles goes, oh, by the way, we're going to be shut down for another 3 months. It's going to be wonderful. We're all going to sing Kumbaya, and you're all going to get more money, and we're going to give you food. Why, we'll have the trucks out on the street selling you the food. We'll give you the food. We won't sell it. We'll pay them, but we'll give you the food. I mean, I can just hear them now.
Well, exactly. And
if people don't want that, they want to go back to work.
They do want to go back to work. And even when Gavin Newsom, our governor, was talking about having some relaxations of the statewide stay-at-home orders that he issued, Mayor Garcetti was saying in Los Angeles, well, we're not really going to be ready yet, this kind of thing. So There's always going to be that going on. Of course, L.A. is a very big city with a lot of people, so they're obviously could have some of their own versions of these problems. But all in all, Captain, it's not going to sit well with people to say you're staying home till July.
Did you hear Joe Biden yesterday in an interview admit that he knew about the Flynn investigation after first claiming that he had no knowledge at all about it?
Well, you know, yeah, the whole thing with Joe Biden, it's you can tell that he's kind of
struggling.
Struggling with trying to, in fact, George Stephanopoulos wanted to ask him about being on the list of being at a meeting in January 2017, and Joe Biden had to know he's still on camera, the mic is still live, and he just sort of sighed, you know, like, oh, okay, here it comes kind of a thing, and he got a little flustered. He tried to divert from the question by saying President Trump is just diverting by talking about the general. Joe Biden is not ready for prime time on that.
By the way, the price of oil, West Texas crude went up to $25.78 a barrel. Brent crude went up to $29.98. The one-year forecast on crude oil is up now to $29 a barrel. The wholesale price of gasoline at the refinery is 92 cents a gallon. The wholesale price of number two diesel, 84 cents a gallon. Diesel is finally cheaper than gas.
Isn't that something?
Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. We appreciate having him on the program, and he's a wealth of information. And I think that you all know that, too, because I get a lot of great compliments about him. And occasionally we go into the second hour, but we aren't that pressed this hour or this tonight with things to do. So I'll be back with more and your phone calls, too.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free! Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free, with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.